Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the question, is taking time to worship a sign of laziness? As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. It is not often that you will hear religious people actually say something to this effect, that taking time to worship is a sign of laziness. However, many people choose their busy lives, particularly their work, over worship. The supposed need to be busy working trumps their real need to worship. There are many people today who cannot seem to take time away from their busy schedules to worship God or assemble with the saints when they ought to. If there is work to be done, then in their minds, that takes priority over their obligation to the church and to the Lord. Back in the Old Testament, Pharaoh exhibited a similar attitude. When he was first told to let the Israelites leave Egypt to go out into the wilderness to sacrifice to the Lord. Exodus 5:1 says, "And afterward Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness.'" As a response to this, Pharaoh gave the following instructions to the taskmasters that were over the people. He said, "But the quota of bricks which they were making previously, you shall impose on them. You are not to reduce any of it, because they are lazy. Therefore they cry out, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Let the labor be heavier on the men, and let them work at it so that they will pay no attention to false words." Pharaoh believed that laziness was at the heart of this request for the people to go out and worship God. If the people were worshiping, then obviously they were not working. And if they were not working, then in Pharaoh's mind, they were lazy. Many people have this same idea today. God's people are certainly to be hard workers. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going." Paul said in Colossians 3 and verse 23, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men." God expects his people, when they work, to be hard-working people. However, serving the Lord must always come first. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." One of Pharaoh's phrases is particularly interesting. Exodus 5, verse 9, he says, "Let them work at it, so that they will pay no attention to false words." Now, of course, Pharaoh is wrong about the words of God that were delivered through Moses being false. They were not false. But he correctly described what happens when people make a habitual practice of forsaking worship for work. They pay no attention to spiritual instruction and wisdom. They are busy with their jobs, they're busy with their work, and so they are no longer thinking about spiritual things. And as the Hebrew writer warned in Hebrews 2 and verse 1, they drift away from what they previously heard. As Christians, we need to keep work in its proper place. It is important, and God expects us to be hardworking people, but our work must always be secondary to our obligations to the Lord. We are to worship Him. We are to take time to assemble and do the things that He has instructed us to do. This is not laziness, as people like Pharaoh and many in the world would suppose. It's not laziness, but instead this is righteousness. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about the question, is everything we do considered worship? Until then, I hope you have a great week.